Okay, so remember the Mishnah had said, "Meimas Ikarin Neshma Ba'arvin Mishasha Kohanim Dechasa Machal B'Trumasa Anatzuf Hashmur Arishona Derei Rabbi Lazar." So our understanding of that was that was Rabbi Lazar's view that Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis Dehainu B'Shach Bacha is Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasin Alechol B'Trumasa. And we had indications in the Brisa that we saw on Erev Shabbos that that also was the same time as Tzeis HaKochavim. So this is a very intricate Gemara that we're about to take a look at. So again, we'll take it slowly and carefully, read it line by line, because we're going to see no fewer than six different shitos as to what the Tchilat Zman Shechiva is. Now you'll say, maybe it's just theoretical, but which Rishon did Rebbe see said that we paskin like these deos, not like Rashi, who says we paskin from Tzeis HaKochavim, but who do we paskin like? The Ri in Tosus on Beis Amud Aleph, so we actually paskin like the earlier deos, which is how, you know, we could be someich on the Kriyat Shema that we recite in Beis HaKnesses sometime after Shkia. Okay, so let's get back into the Gemara right here. Okay, so the Gemara says the following, and again, if you're just joining now, welcome, and we're at the two dots on Beis Amud Beis. And the earlier recordings should be posted online on YU Torah. And happy to share links with anybody. So Amar Mar, Mishasha Kohanim Nechlasim Lechol B'Trumasan. Reminu Meimasai Karin Eshma B'Arvin, Mishaha'oni Nechnas Le'echol Pito B'Melech, Ad Sha'a Sha'ome Lipater Mitoch Su'udaso. When the Ani starts eating his bread with salt, because, you know, that's all he has, it's reminiscent of the Mishnah in Avos, where the Mishnah talks about, you know, Kach Hidarka Shel Torah, Pas B'Melech Tochal, Mayim B'Mesura Tishtev, Alaretz Tishan, V'Chayitzar Tichya, V'Torah To'amel, etc. So all the Ani can have is bread and a little bit of salt until he's done with his Su'uda. So the Gemara says, Seifa V'Adai Pliga Masnisa, and certainly that's not going to be as long as Ad Sof HaShmur Rishona. The question is, what is this man, Misha'ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melech, Reisha Milema Pligya Masnisin? So I guess the simple answer would be, yeah. Because if it was Misha Shekhanim Nichnasin Lechol B'Trimasan, why not say that? Okay, it's not dispositive, but it's a little bit suggestive, especially according to Rashi, who says, why the Ani? Why do we talk about the Ani and his bread and his salt? Right? Ein Luner Lahadlik B'Sudaso. So what would you assume? Before or after Tzeis HaKochavim, if you were a betting man?
Before.
Right. You'd assume that it was earlier because he needs a little bit of the Or Hayom, you know, and Tzeis HaKochavim is already probably going to be too dark. We're going to see the Gemara ends up going in a totally different direction, but that altogether is a great surprise. Okay, so Reisha Milema Pligi Amas Nisin. So the Gemara then says, Lo, Ani V'Kalin Chach Yiru, it's all the same. Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasan, which we think is the view of Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah is the same as this unspecified view. We'll later discover, by the way, that it's a view of Rabbi Chanina. We don't know that yet. We'll later discover that from a Braisa, that it's actually the view of Rabbi Chanina, Misha Sha Ani Nechnas Lechol Pito B'Melech. So the Gemara says, I don't buy it. Erminu Me'imasai Matchil Nikvikros Kriyat Shema Be'Arvis. Now another shita here, in the name of Rup Meir, Misha Shebnei Adam Nichnasim Lechol Pitan Be'arve Shabbasos Divrei Rup Meir, V'chachamim Omrin Misha Shekohanim Not Nichnasin But Zakoin Lechol B'Trumasan. What do you have from that diuk of Zakoin Lechol B'Trumasan? Yes, they can, but it's a zechus, right? It's a zechus to be able to eat truma, zakoin lechol b'trumasan, right? That it's a big merit to eat truma or to eat kachim, right? The kohanim aruchim, the bailin are miskaper in the case of kachim, so eating truma is indeed a privilege. Ezra?
I don't know. I completely forgot who said this, but I heard that, like, because of this, like, zakoin.
It's never an interruption.
It's nothing. It implies that the kohanim are coming at Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, the simple shot is that's when they're allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash to eat the truma, but that's not necessarily the Mishnah saying that's what they did. So someone's talking about it's fitting that we begin Shash with Zrizas and like
very nice.
First Mishnah and how they,
I like it very much. Not interrupted. It's exactly what we're doing. Very good. Okay, so Reb Meir is quoted here as Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lechol Pitan Barbe Shabbos. So in theory, we may have up to as many as three different times. We have Kohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. We can have the Ani Nichnas Lechol Pita B'Melech. And we may have the Sheet of Reb Meir which is Bnei Adam Nichnasin Lechol Pitan Be'arve Shabbasos. So what's Arve Shabbasos all about? Rashi says, maybe a little bit of an earlier time, Mimarin Lesuda Shakol Muchan. Right, everything obviously is cooked already. Some of us talked about it this morning. Esa Sher Tofu Eifu, Esa Sher Tevashlu Bashelu. Can't cook on Shabbos, right? It's not Yontif, so everything has to already be fully prepared. And this is telling the story of Bayashenin, how it was built, and the Jews were being attacked by everybody who was trying to prevent them from building the Beis HaMikdash. Spears. Me'alos hashachar ad seis hakochavim. Ve'omer, and it says in that context, ve'hayu lanu halayla mishmar, ve'hayom melacha. So ma'iva omer, v'chisema michei arvi shim shalel yehu, that Laila really begins at Shkias HaChama, not at Seis HaKochavim v'inhu. But they, who worked even beyond that, from Alos until Seis, v'inhu d'mechashi u'mekadmi, they would work later than actual daytime, and they would work earlier than actual daytime. So again, the assumption here would be that the day runs from Nates to Shkias HaChama, Tashma, it's not the case. V'ayahalanu halayla mishmar, v'hayom melacha. And again, the Yom had been defined previously as Alos HaShachar Ad Seis HaKochavim. So Tosfos points out, very appropriately, that it's just a Zeicho Davar, it's not a Raya, because nobody here said anything about Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, as we noted, is governed by a different term, namely V'Shachvecha. So Yom and Laila might not be the most relevant terms altogether. So in any event, what's the proof here? So the Gemara says, Kasalka Daitach, Da'ani uvnei Adam chad shi'urahu, right? That expression of Reb Meir that bnei Adam nechnasim lechol be'arvei Shabbosos and ani might be the same exact time, and that time is different than the Kohanim nechnasim lechol b'trumasan. V'amard ani v'kohen chad shi'urahu. If you would have said what you initially intended to say, that the view that we later discovered to be the view of Rabbi Chanina, it's just easier to assign names to it because it's easier to remember. Misha Sha Ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melach is really the same as Kohanim Nichnas and Lechol B'Trumasan to Hainu Tzeisa Kochamim. If you would say that, Chachamim Hainu Reb Meir, it wouldn't make any sense, because then the Chachamim would be saying the same thing as Rabbi Meir, because again, Rabbi Meir is the one who says Bnei Adam Nichnas and Lechol B'Arvei Shabbosos El Shema Mina Ani Shira Lechod V'Kohen Shira Lechod. So it can't be that. So let's assume that the Ani is a different time than the Kohen, and again, we would have assumed that the Ani was a little bit earlier. And the Gemara, once again, turns its back on that. It says, Lo, Ani v'Kohen chad shi'urahu. Let's assume that Ani and Kohen really are the same Zman. And Ani and Bnei Adam, lav chad shi'urahu. That Ani, nechnas lechol pito v'melach, and Bnei Adam, nechnas and barvei shabbasos, that those are different times, right? You can't have all three be the same time. You could have two of the three be the same time. So either Kohen is the same as Ani, or Kohen is the same as Bnei Adam. Then the Gemara questions. It says, V'Ani v'Kohen chad shi'urahu. Is it really possible that Ani and Kohen are chad shi'urahu minu? So here's where we're going to get up to six different shitos. Me'em asay matchilin likro shema ba'arvin, misha shakide shayom ba'arve shabbasos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. In the moment that we're mekadesh Es HaShabbos. So what is that time? So Rashi says, Hainu bin Hashem HaShos Savik Yom Savik Laila V'kevan DeSavik Hu Kidesh Hayom Mi Safik. Right? Again, the Rav used to like to explain that Bin Hashem HaShos is a Safik, not because there's a Chisar and a Vidya, but
it's both.
It's an intrinsic Safik, right? It has elements of Yom and elements of Laila. So the Gemara is going to raise a difficulty in a little bit. Wait, I thought Reb Meir was on record in the Mishnah saying that Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema is Misha Shekohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. How could Rabbi Eliezer saying Misha Shekideh Sheyom Arvei Shabbosos? That's going to be what the Gemara is going to get to in a second. Kasha de Rabbi Eliezer ad de Rabbi Eliezer, right? It's a very strange thing. How could Rabbi Eliezer saying Misha Kideh Sheyom, which is clearly as soon as we get to Shkia, meaning well earlier than Tzeis HaKochavim, whether Shkia is, 42 minutes earlier than Tzeis HaKochavim, whether it's 72 minutes, whether it's 90 minutes, remember we saw that formulation, right? Kidehilo chamisha milim. Okay.
Rashi also says it about
Alos HaShachar Tenetz, by the way. So that's another thing I wanted to point it out. I'm glad that you mentioned it. Today, Alos was, I think, 5:07 in Tinek, and Nates was 6:30. So just about 90 minutes right there. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishasha Kohanim Mituharin Lachol Bitrimasan. Okay, this is now a third formulation, either Nichnasin, Zakain, Mituharin. This is Ezra getting back to what you said before. So now Rabbi Yeshua could be identified as a view that we associated with our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishasha Kohanim Tovun Lachol Bitrimasan. Now this is the second Rabbi Meir. So if we had a kash to Reb Lezer to Rabbi Lezer, we're going to have a kash to Reb Meir to Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir was the one who said before, Mishah Shebnei Adam Nechnasin Be'arvei Shabbasa. So here they're saying, Mishah Shekohanim Tovim Lechol B'Trimasa. Now we know that the Tevila has to be even before Shkia. It has to be Mibod Yom. Right, take a look at the Rashi. Mishah Shekohanim Tovim. Hainu Kodem Bein HaShemashos Kedei Shelo Yelam Kodem Bein HaShemashos Harib Shemesh. Because the whole point is they have to get into the mikvah before Shkia, right? So that there's Harib Shemesh after they are mituval, v'achi amrina v'memalikin d'zman atvila kodem bein hashmashos me'at. Okay, so that is yet another view. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that's way too early for purposes of v'shachmecha. V'alo kohanim mibod yom heim tovlin. So Tosos says, you know, where you know Rabbi Yehuda is throwing these barbs at Rabbi Meir, he says, you know, tema. This is the last Tosos on the page. Tikshi le'lenafshe. Shrei Plaga Mincha Mibod Yom. Right, remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zman Ma'ariv begins right after Plag. So, you know, those who live in glass houses, maybe they shouldn't throw stones. V'hu Omer, Miyak Shiavor is Plaga Mincha, Hevi Zman Tulas Arvis. But we say, no. Not a fair kasha in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda will say, yeah, of course you can say Kriyat Shema, but that's only because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to the drasha of Bishach Becha. V'yesh Lomer, Dilidei Lo Kasha, right, Rabbi Yehuda feels liberated from all this because he doesn't hold of the Zman Shechiva being dispositive in this case. We'll have to talk about what Rabbi Yehuda's shita of that really is, but in any event, that's an important point. Okay, so going on, next, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mishash Ani Nechnas Lechol Pito. I front-loaded that for you. B'melach, Rav Achai, Barmila Rav Acha, Omer Mishash Shirov Bnei Adam Nechnasim Lahasev, which Rashi says that some people think this is Yimos HaChol, some people think that it's Shabbos, but Mikol Makom, it's the most Me'uchar of them all. So anyway, here's the point that the Gemara was getting to. If you'll tell me that the Kohen Nechnasim Lechol B'Trimasan, or Mitzvah Rarin Lechol B'Trimasan, or Zakohen Lechol B'Trimasan, the three different formulations that we saw, if you'll say that, which is right here, the view of Rabbi Yehoshua, is really the same Zman as Mishasha Ani Nechnas Lechol Pito B'Melech, then Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yehoshua, and they're presented as views which are Mechulakin Zalzeh, which dispute each other. So Allah Shema Minah, Shiura De Ani Lechod, Vishiura De Kohen Lechod, Shema Minah. So now we're finally willing to accept, based on this very extended Brisa, that indeed the shiur of Kohanim Nechasim Lechol B'Trimasan, Dehainu Tzeisa Kochavim, is not the same as the shiur of an Ani Nechnas Lechol Pito B'Melech. So the Gemara now asks, Hai Minayhu Me'uchar, which one is later? So again, based on the Rashi before, I would have said, well, clearly Tzeisa Kochavim is going to be later, because the whole point is that the Ani doesn't have a candle. It doesn't have a candle, so he needs there to be some Or Yom. But the Gemara says the opposite. Mistabra da ani mu'uchar, di'i amar da ani muktam. If you'll say the ani is earlier, Rabbi Chanina, hainu, Rabbi Eliezer. Not Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah, but Rabbi Eliezer of the Brisa. What did Rabbi Eliezer of the Brisa say? Remembers? Kidesh hayom arvei shabbosos, namely, just before Bein HaShemashos, Shkia.
Wireless beads in a case has been lost. If you found it, please bring it to my office.
Right. So the question is, why do you have to say that? The Amar Dani Mukdam, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. If you'll say that Rabbi Chanina's view is later than Seisa Kochavim, if you would have gone in that direction. Excuse me, if you would say that it's earlier, Di'amart Da'ani Muktam, then you would be forced to say Rabbi Chanina is Rabbi Eliezer. Well, why would it have to be exactly the same time as Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. So Tosus comes in to explain here that Lo Mistabra, this is just that Tosus of Isa Kedai Tech Da'ani Kadim, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer,
He says, "Lo mistaber lechalei kol kach v'shirei zman shchiva d'chol zmanim alalu isbe." Now we're trying to sort of minimize the number of different shitos here, so we don't want to invent too many times. We have shkia, we have tzeis hakochavim, we have ben hashmashos. So again, the Gemara says we're motivated to say that the ani is somehow later than tzeis hakochavim. Because if you would say the Ani was earlier than Tesa Kochavim, why would there be a time which is earlier than Tesa Kochavim that wouldn't be synonymous with Rabbi Yezer's time of Bein Hashmashos? That once you hit Bein Hashmashos, Kide Shayom Arve Shabbasos. So, Alav Shmamina, the Ani Me'uchar Shmamina, that the Ani is just after Tesa Kochavim. So Amar Mar, getting back to the internal dialogue, but just 1 second, that's right, just get this section in and then. Well, plenty of times. So, Amalei Rabbi Huda velo kohanim ibod yomim tavlim. Shaber kamalei Rabbi Huda the Rebbe Meir. So, Rebbe Meir hachi kamalei. He says, Rebbe Meir says to Rabbi Huda, I know what you're thinking. You know, kohanim ibod yomim tovim. It has to be well before shkia. Misavra ta ana ben hashmashos didach kamina. Because you, Rabbi Huda, hold of a ben hashmashos, which is kedei hiloch chatzi meal before tzeisak kochavim, possibly 9 minutes. Right, Ana ben Hashmashos to Rabbi Yosi kamina. Dam Rabbi Yosi ben Hashmashos karef ayin zanichnas v'zayotze v'yaf shalamud alav. Right, that Rabbi Yosi was famously of the view that ben Hashmashos is like the blink of an eye. Right, that you go from Lila Yom to Lila in the blink of an eye. So when he says Mishasha Kohanim Tovlin lechol betrumasan, right, that was Aliba de Rabbi Yosi. So it's actually not that early because it's literally right before Tzeisa Kochavim. So it doesn't have to be, you know, much earlier. In the day. So just to conclude and then go over to Ezra. So Kasha the Reb Meir the Reb Meir. So because again Reb Meir was quoted as saying ostensibly two different things, right? Kohanim Tovlin Lechol B'Trumasan was one of them. Reb Meir was also the one who was quoted as saying Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lechol B'Arve Shabbasos. So my answer is Trei Tanoi Aliba the Reb Meir. Two different traditions in the name of Reb Meir. Kasha the Reb Eliezer Ad the Rebbe Lezer. So there's a kasha Rebbe Lezer against Rebbe Lezer, because again, Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah was the one who, you know, we thought said Seisa Kochavim, and here Rebbe Lezer is quoted entirely differently. Kidei Shayom Arve Shabbasos, which certainly is not Seisa Kochavim, which is again Bein Hashmashos. So either it's Trei Tanai Lebi de Rebbe Lezer, Vibai Seima, Rei Shalav Rebbe Lezer. And maybe the way to read the Mishnah is not that the whole first clause of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe it's actually Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Meimas I covered Ishma Ba'arvin, Misha Shakohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. We saw that view in the Brisa associated with Rabbi Yeshua. Ad Sof Hashmur Rishona Devei Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, they only debated what point?
The end point.
But who's to say that it was really Rabbi Eliezer? Devei Rabbi Lazar is even on Misha Shakohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. Okay, Ezra, sorry to keep you waiting. Go ahead.
About what Tosfos was saying in V'Yisol Daitach, the Gemara earlier was asking, what's the point of saying Mishah Shacharim when you could just say Tzitzu Chavim and instead to teach us all these other things? So why are all these other Amorim? Tosfos was saying, if you want to simplify and say it's either Bein Hashmashos, why are all these Amorim giving these random examples?
Well, again, you know, it's sort of just like we had in Amud Aleph, that Milsa Agavorche Kamash Malan, that this is when these things happen. But that if you're asking in principle, are they really different times? The answer is no, with the exception of the Gemara's conclusion that when the Gemara concludes that Ani is Mu'uchar Mitzesa Kochavim, what we're left with is the following. Mibod Yom, right? Shkia itself, Ben Hashmashos, Tzeisa Kochavim, and then this time point called Misha'ani Nichnas Lechol Pito Bamelach, which is, you know, afterwards. Just a Mu'uchar to Tzeisa Kochavim, that's what the Gemara concluded here.
Do you mean Mu'uchar as in Tzeisa or Mu'uchar just a little
bit? No, I can't. I mean, that Chatzos would be the end point, so it can't be that.
What about Rav Acha or Rav
Acha? Right. So, maybe that's, not clear, right? I mean, Rashi certainly gave the implication that it was later, but how much later is undefined. I guess the Balei Tosfos would try to minimize that as much as possible. Okay, so there's just one issue that comes up here in Tosfos, which is a practical issue, so I thought we would take a look at this Tosfos inside before we wrap up for the day. So this is Mishash Ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melach. So the moment when the Ani goes in to eat Pas B'Melach. And again, the Gemara for a long period thought that was synonymous with Kohen, that Kohen V'Ani Chachirahu, namely that would be Tzeisa Kochavim. So Teim Ani Gufei Masai Yitpalel. When is he actually going to daven? Because if you're saying that he comes in immediately at that point, lechol pita b'melech ta'amart zman achilaso haynu zman kriyat shema. Right? That's synonymous with zman kriyat shema. Kivan sheba zman kriyat shema asr lehaschel b'su'uda ad she yispa'alel b'reishik in tani l'kama. V'kori kriyat shema yispa'alel b'ochol pita b'varech v'chol over al divrei chachamim chayev misa. Right? We'll treat people even more seriously for violating divrei chachamim. Now again, that's maybe a little bit of an exaggeration. I mean, last year we talked extensively about makin vonj and shalom in aden. For yeshlamar d'zman tefila hevi kodem d'zman tzu'uda, then in practical terms, it's still going to be for delav da'afka mishani nichlas lechol elaporta meikara kamar sha'ad shiachinu lo tzu'udaso yikra v'yispalol. He may be able to eat now, but he's not going to eat because they're, you know, getting it ready. So the ani was nichnas lechol, but he wasn't actually ochel. So again, what the Balei Tosfos are pointing out is that one should really daven Maariv before having a Suda Kavua, once it really is Zman Ha'arvis, or even Zman Kriyat Shema. So again, the way around this, in case you have a very late minion, a 10 o'clock minion, 11 o'clock minion, or whatever it is again, if you set a reminder, you know, setting an alarm or something like that. So that is the Psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that if you have a minion Kavua, or a reminder, so that would be an acceptable thing, because the real concern of the Gemara, when you look there, is that a person is going to forget to say Kriyat Shema, you know, Yochal Kima, V'yishta Kima, Labriyut, and all of a sudden you fall asleep, and you're Vatal Mitzvah Daraiso, Kabbalah Smachul Shemaim. It's a very serious thing. Others were Machmir. Lichtenstein was known to be very careful about this, and in Chorev's Zman, they used to daven Maariv at the end of afternoon Seder instead of their night Seder, so to accommodate this particular issue that comes up in Sefer Beersheba, they also have this chumra as well, and not relying on. But again, you know, the Olam relies on Rav Moshe, and that's absolutely fine to rely on. Okay, so we will, God willing, hold it up here and continue on tomorrow. He tried.